All right, let's meet Janet Lee, live from, I'm guessing, somewhere in Hollywood. Hello, Janet.
Hello, you guessed right.
How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. And you?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you for asking.
Good.
I have a piece of audio for you to listen to before we start actually talking about your experience with Mr. Hitchcock on the classic Psycho. Here actually is Alfred Hitchcock.
You should have seen the blood. The whole place was, well, it's too horrible to describe. Dreadful. And I'll tell you, there's a very important clue was found here. Down there. Well, the murderer, you see, crept in here. Very slowly. Of course, the shower was on. There was no sound. And
oh, what a great scream! That's of course from the trailer for Psycho.
Wasn't that brilliant?
It was brilliant. And you and Tony Perkins were not in the trailer, were you?
No, Mr. Hitchcock felt that he. It's the only picture I think I ever made that I didn't do a tour or hype on it because. Hitch was afraid that that Tony or I might spill the beans, and so he went on tour and did that classic trailer, which is just it's brilliant.
Yeah, and scary too. Just watching him walk through the house and talking about what goes on in each room, and
I know it, and the way he does it, you know, it's just wonderful.
When he pulled back that shower curtain, and then they cut to the shot of your face big mouth wide open with that huge scream. How much direction did he have to give you on that scream, or did he just say, "Go for it, Janet"?
Oh, it came pretty naturally. if you looked up and saw that thing looking at you, you'd scream too.
What were you actually looking at? Because Tony Perkins probably wasn't in the room the day you were shooting that shower scene, was he?
Tony Perkins never, was mother until the very last scene. And he had different people play mother. He would have, like, Tony stand-in one time, had the outfit on, a woman another time, somebody else another time, because he never wanted, Hitchcock never wanted the audience to get a fix on on an outline of mother so that they might get any clue, and so he would keep changing the outline just enough so that you couldn't really kind of zero in and identify.
I watched that scene again last night because I knew I was going to have you on the show today, and you're right, you cannot tell exactly in profile or even in shadowy close-up of, from behind the hair, who it is in there. And I always wondered, was Tony Perkins on the set that day? But apparently not.
No, he was. He was in New York, actually.
So what were you screaming at when you
I
saw
it? I was screaming at whoever was in the clothes of Mother.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And as I said, there were many different people.
Right. And how long did it take you to do that shower scene? I've heard that it took you a full week. Is that true?
7 shooting days.
Wow.
And over 70 setups.
And did
because he used, each setup, he had everything so planned that he knew exactly how many seconds he was going to be on this shot, how many on this shot, and that's why he needed so many angles so that he could use the editing to simulate the actual knife going in. That's why you swear you see the knife going in, and of course you don't because... we couldn't show it.
Couldn't show it back in the early 60s, no.
You couldn't show anything then.
Were you naked in the shower?
No. I wore moleskin.
Which is...
Moleskin is adhesive on one side and a flesh-colored on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wasn't... You couldn't show nudity. People forget. Because today you can show anything and everything. And then we couldn't show nudity. You couldn't show penetration of the weapon. You couldn't show blood spurting, you just couldn't do it.
Did you get stuck at all with the knife in rehearsal or accidentally during the shoot?
No.
Not once?
No.
See, that's amazing, working a week and having that stabbing going on, and not once do you actually have blade-touched skin. That's amazing. But you're right that today, if they were to show that, it would be much more gory and much more graphic.
Well, today you would see the knife go in. Well, in the other Psychos you did, in Psycho 2
right.
and 3 and 4, you actually saw a knife go in or whatever. You couldn't, then you could not show a penetration of a weapon. You could not show it. And you couldn't show blood spurting or anything like that.
Now, the other thing I've heard, of course, is that for a long time after this movie you would not take a shower because it scared you so much. Is that true, and how long was it?
It was a very long time, and it's true because it's so long a time, that including today.
You still won't take a shower?
I still won't take
showers. Three and a half decades later?
Half decade later, I will not take showers.
Even if there are people you know in the other room and you know the house is perfectly safe?
I will not take a shower. There's something about it. I cannot. I just can't.
Wow.
When I saw it, not when I was shooting it, it's when I actually saw the film, because I articulated to myself that something I had never even thought about. And it's true. I never consciously thought about it. You go in the shower and you turn the water on and it's a shower.
Yeah.
But after seeing that, I realized how vulnerable, how completely open you are. You can't hear, the water's running, you can't see, you've got the door or the curtain, and you can't, obviously you're naked and so you're defenseless, and you really are vulnerable, completely, absolutely, unequivocally vulnerable.
So when you're taking a bath now, you try to keep it quiet so you can hear every creak of the house?
Run the water first.
And then you get in, and it's
then
nice.
I get in.
No rippling of the water. I don't want any sound here. I have to hear what's going on.
Thank you. And I'm facing the door. I don't care where the faucets are. I face the door. You know, you usually get in the tub and you face where the faucets are.
Right, yes.
I don't care where the faucets are. I face the door. A little crazy, but you know what the heck.
Well, you know, a movie like this could do that to you.
what are you going to do?
You know, as I was watching it again last night, it struck me that not only is the shower scene brilliant and the whole suspense of the movie well done, but the movie is also rare in that you, the heroine, the Hollywood movie star in the lead female role, you die halfway through this movie, which was shocking in Hollywood when this movie was made, wasn't it?
It was not done. It was actually about 40 minutes into it, not quite a half, and it was not done. If you were the leading lady and you had to die in the script says you die, you died in the last scene,
right.
You know, and it just wasn't done. And actually, that's why that started the reason for not letting people in after the beginning, because Mr. Hitchcock was talking to one of his assistants. Either Peggy or Joan, I'm not sure which one. And he said, you know, it says starring Janet Leigh, what if somebody comes in halfway through and they keep looking for Janet, and she, of course, is already done in.
Right.
What's going to happen? And he said, well, nobody can come in, you know, once the picture cannot, you have to come in at the beginning. And that was not done at that time, as you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you're too young, maybe, but they used to have you could come in the middle of one picture, see that to the end, see the next picture all the way through, then see the first part of the other picture and leave.
Right, you can show up at the movie theater anytime and just
anytime.
Stick for a couple hours, yeah.
And he was the one who changed that for that reason. And, of course, everybody screamed bloody murder. I mean, the exhibitors were... It's 9 o'clock, the first opening day, they called Barney Balaban at Paramount. He said, 9 o'clock in the morning, and the theater is three-fourths full, and there's a line out there. What do you mean I can't let them in? And he said, you can't let them in. And he said, well, I'm going to let them in. He said, you better not. It's a contract. And in the little fine print, it was in the contract that you could not let anyone in after the picture had started. And, of course, once they realized, that was just at the opening day, then they realized, because they caused traffic jams all everywhere. And they realized then, of course, they went right along with it. They loved the idea because the people were lined up for, you know, blocks. And they tried everything to get in. If it was raining, they'd pass out umbrellas. And people hired a pregnant woman to go to the manager and say, I'm sorry, I just can't stand any longer. I'm going to have the baby right here. And he'd say, oh, madam, of course, come into my office. But not the movie theater. It was really something that just hadn't been done.
Yeah, well, if the distributors were going to scream bloody murder over anything, this was the movie to be screaming bloody murder over.
Bloody murder, exactly.
Absolutely.
Well said.
You've referred to him a few times in this interview, and you keep calling him Mr. Hitchcock. Were you ever allowed to call him Alfred?
Oh, I could call him, I mean, I called him Hitch. I could, you know, Sir Alfred or whatever. He wasn't a sir then. But, I, you know what, I know I do, and I And it's not something that I've planned, or it just somehow, I guess it's just the respect I have for him that I refer to as Mr. Hitchcock. I have such respect for this man personally and professionally. I mean, I think his genius goes almost beyond the point of description, what he has done to this industry. Well, look at what we're doing. He'll be 100. Isn't that amazing and wonderful? And look what's happening all over the world. He's being honored. I've talked to countries and from everywhere, and they all love him and they love his work. And I mean, there's film festivals, there's, you know, studio projects, the internet, Amazon.com/Hitchcock has a whole thing on Hitchcock, completely, from trivia to the serious discussions, articles. I mean, it's just a wonderful thing to see.
Yep, and I've gone to the site, the Amazon.com/Hitchcock site. It's wonderful. I mean, they really did a terrific job putting that together. But if he was so beloved, how come you two never worked together again?
Well, listen, not because I didn't want to. And actually, he said to me, and it, after the phenomenon that Psycho became, it was, you know, no one knew about it was going to happen, and it did. And gratefully, it did. Except the only drawback for me was that he said finally, he said, you know, old girl, we can never work together again. And I really was teary because I thought, what did I do? I thought, you know, we did good. But he said, if I cast you, and it says Alfred Hitchcock presents, Bessie Bolittle, and starring Janet Leigh, before the picture starts, the audience is going to say, Hitchcock, Leigh, Psycho, and we'll never get a chance for the audience to get into this picture. And I realized he's right. You know, there would be that one step where we wouldn't get the audience in time because they would identify and go back to Psycho. So that was why, because, boy, I would have liked it. And I know he would have, because we got along great. And I know that he enjoyed working with me, and I guess I can have to be happy with that.